USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone as he signs a new executive order aimed at promoting Hispanic prosperity.
As long as I'm president, I will never let your charter schools be taken away from you, be taken down. I will never let you down. I will never let Hispanic American or any American down, that I can tell you.
Atlanta Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is blasting Republican Governor Brian Kemp for opening up the state of Georgia too early amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The governor is not doing enough for our state, and his leadership has been irresponsible. We opened up very quickly. We are now seeing the results of that.
There are 134,000 confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States, with 2.2% of those taking place in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday expressed indifference about mobs tearing down statues of historical figures across the country. Pelosi was specifically asked about a statue of Christopher Columbus in her home city of Baltimore being dragged down by vandals and thrown into the harbor.
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes it's something that's been there, that view has been there for a while.
Two of the nation's biggest airlines are suspending flights to Hong Kong because of the city's mandatory coronavirus testing rules. Bloomberg is reporting United and American have stopped flights to Hong Kong, where crew members face fines and possibly prison if they refuse to give deep throat saliva specimens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the Trump administration is committed to strengthening the nation's policing.
We look forward to continuing to build up the strength of our law enforcement community.
Speaking in Little Rock, Barr met with Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton and other officials in a roundtable to discuss the justice system and law enforcement. ABC's hit TV show, The Wonder Years, is coming back, though they'll look a little different. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
He's not my girlfriend.
This was true. Winnie Cooper was not my girlfriend. When we were very little, we used to go down to Harper's Woods and catch fireflies, but we really hadn't hung out at all together since we were about 9.
ABC announcing it's reviving that hit show, but this time it'll be focusing on a black family in 1960s Alabama. The original ran from 1988 to 1993 and starred Fred Savage, who's also always been against bringing the show back in its same form, but now the network says he's on board with this. In fact, he's listed as executive producer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, is back in federal custody after being released to home confinement over COVID-19 concerns. Cohen was taken into custody at a restaurant in New York City. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.